Aging 2.0 may not sound like the hippest tech company in San Francisco, but it's part of an industry worth an estimated $2 billion, and that number is growing. Entrepreneurs of all ages want a share of the market. They're designing devices and apps aimed at keeping seniors happy, healthy, and safe. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging and has this report about the way Aging 2.0 gets older adults involved in that product development.
This is a perfect start. Maybe we should just get going with introductions. And
that's Katie Fike, the co-founder of Aging 2.0. In a San Francisco conference room, she welcomes a focus group of about a dozen older adults, mostly women. Fike explains that Aging 2.0 doesn't develop products for older people, but they work with startups that do. And some of those developers are really young.
And one of the things that we're most passionate about is making sure that these entrepreneurs, many of whom are in their 20s and 30s, are really getting important feedback on what their end users really want and need. And
so today's topic is a website called Stitch. It's designed to help older adults connect with each other for activities and companionship and just maybe for romance. 28-year-old Marcy Rogo is the founder.
Please don't feel afraid to be completely honest and critical.
And they took her at her word, starting with a name.
I wanted to inquire as to the name. Why Stitch?
Yeah. Actually, before you say why, what that brings up to you, the term...
Somebody who's had surgery.
This is the kind of input that Aging 2.0 needs to help promising startups find the mentors and the money that'll get them into the marketplace. In exchange, Aging 2.0 gets a small stake in the companies it helps. The focus group gets pastry and gratitude.
Thank you so much.
Katie Fike is 35 years old and has a Ph.D. in gerontology. But that wasn't always her field. She used to work in finance for Lehman Brothers in New York. Her office was just across from the World Trade Center. She was there on 9/11.
I was right there and, you know, saw people jumping and terrible, and walked up the West Side Highway that morning before the towers collapsed. And, you know, the work I thought was so important suddenly didn't matter really at all. And for me, in the pit of my stomach, I knew that I wanted to do something that mattered more when real life happened, not less.
But from Lehman Brothers to gerontology, for Fike, that wasn't really a stretch.
She's always liked old people.
That's Fike's 73-year-old mom, Dorothy Thomas. Her father's name is Frank. He's 80.
She knew her grandmother and grandfather on Dorothy's side. Yeah. And my mother lived here in her 90s. And she saw the difficulties of aging for old people. And she was very sympathetic to that.
Frank and Dorothy Thomas live in Long Beach, an hour south of Los Angeles and hundreds of miles from their daughter's home in San Francisco. Nevertheless, Frank Thomas is his daughter's full-time focus group of one.
Yes, I am the guinea pig, and it's a lot of fun, and it's challenging.
For example, he's been using one of the products that Aging 2.0 has worked with, called Lively.
This cupboard holds my coffee, so I make coffee first thing every morning, and there's my Lively.
It's a white sensor about the length of a guitar pick stuck to the cupboard door. It sends data to a website that Katie Fike can access on her smartphone.
Every time I open this door for the coffee in the morning, you know, it's saying, good morning, Katie.
It's also saying that Dad's keeping to his normal routine. He also has a sensor on his car keys and on his very large pill boxes.
And if she sees I'm not taking my medicine on time, she calls me up and ask me what's going on.
Actually, despite all those meds and a couple of hearing aids, Frank Thomas is getting on just fine. Right now, Lively is just fun to play with. But he knows that may not last.
Someday where maybe that'll be an important part of, you know, my daily routine is to have it so that the kids can keep an eye on me.
Family caregivers are going to need an assist from technology. With family size shrinking, there are fewer of them to care for a rapidly growing number of older adults. Katie Fike says that the feedback she gets from her father and from focus groups is invaluable, but there needs to be a lot more of it.
One of the things that we're trying to figure out now is how can we tap into the wisdom of older adults and their thoughts about what's really needed. We think this model is great, but I want it to be happening everywhere constantly.
So she wants to set up a nationwide network of older consumers willing to provide their insights. That may not make money in and of itself, but it could be the key to creating the next big thing to improve the lives of older adults. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.